just one thought about what I'm able to see around, especially now that the skin fair is going to begin. The amount of polygons, avatars, is incredible. Really, that's something outrageous. I have seen avatars completely going beyond any other game engine I have seen accepting those number of polygons. 300 kilo polygons, because they need more layers, is something really insane, and I dare to say even stupid. So my thought would be to try to implement at least the ability to have multiple UV sets for layering textures on top of each other, not having multiple models layered on top of each other. It is just a matter of, you know, performance, I think. Because this way, is one sim with 10 avatars would count like one sim with 100 avatars or even more, just based on the polygon count. And that's my thought.
That's a good point. We have talked about the problem of, I guess, what some people are calling the onion avatars in some of our earlier meetings, and I agree that if people are duplicating polygons to make more layers just so they have something to apply more textures to, that's horribly inefficient. And I'm hoping that we can tackle that from a couple of different angles. One, Horley mentioned the jelly babies. Basically, we're going to be making it easier for people to block out avatars that have extremely high rendering costs. And so if you're blocked, you're going to be rendered in a very simplified way, and you're also going to get feedback telling you that you're blocked by other people's viewers. So they've got a zillion layer model, people have a way to tell you, hey, that's too much, you know, you've got to scale it back. So I'm hopeful that once that mechanism is in place, that's going to be a kind of a civilizing influence on some of the more ambitious content that's out there. The other thing is that, there are potentially technical fixes to remove some of the need for these kinds of workarounds, things like allowing multiple textures. There's a proposal that's been floated in particular to allow the avatar bake textures to be applied to meshes, and that would be a relatively easy thing to add the hooks for. Of course, it wouldn't be useful for someone who had a different UV map, but it would apply to, I think, a fair number of the expensive avatars that are already out there.
As far as
the Bento project goes, it's not directly something we're trying to tackle before the new joints go live on Agni. And, what folks will be working on beyond that point isn't really decided yet. I personally hope we will get a chance to, continue to push on the efficiency side of things.
Well, I would like to make a consideration about this, because not only avatar creation would benefit from the addition of multiple UV sets available for layering textures, but also static stuff can benefit from that, because, just an example, you can use materials, Second Life materials, along with ambient occlusion, for example, on a different layer. So you can generate tileable material textures with the latest rendering methods here in Second Life, plus a static ambient occlusion for those that cannot get to ultra settings on their graphic settings, you know.
Okay, I'm not a big texture wrangler myself. I'm not sure exactly what the current capabilities are or what kinds of changes we would need. If you do have some thoughts on that, do you want to post something to the feedback thread or post to Jira with some details? That would be a great way to record that for, you know, future reference. Yeah, we've got to find a way that people can get the effects they want without having to endlessly duplicate vertices. Hopefully a lot of the people who are making multiple copies of meshes and doing alpha flipping won't have to do that anymore with the new bones.